When we start the Gemara, we have to not lose track of Dikin Nekuda of the Sugya, which is something which is not obvious when you just learn the Gemara. It's important to remember while we had on that Zayin Amud Aleph. On Zayin Amud Aleph, we learned that there's a concept of Din Eved Kanani, which is not a concept that's unique to Eved Kanani. It's learned from Eved Kanani, but it's not unique to Eved Kanani. There's a concept called Din Eved Kanani, which has ramifications in other areas of halacha, and which has a bearing, which is learned from here, but has a bearing on Hilchos Kedushin, and Hilchos Ribbis, and all types of halachas. And the nekuda to get out of this Gemara, the whole Shakla Vitaya, Abai and Rava, is to try to come away with an understanding of what Din Eved Kanani is. Gemara's case there, the Gemara had a case of Heilach Mana Vizkachi Leplaini, the Kodesh has been Din Eved Kanani. What does that mean? That a person goes over to a woman, he says, Heilach Mana, here is a Mahariyat Mekudeshes for this Mana, Vizkachi Leplaini, you should Mekudeshes to someone else. That means that the Chosn is not the one, he's not here, he's not giving the money, it's not his money. Someone else is giving it. And Din Eved Kanani, the way we learned, is it's ke'ilu the other person is giving, ke'ilu the chasm is giving, even though he's not giving. So Din Eved Kanani is that if I give, it's ke'ilu somebody else gave. That's the halacha of Din Eved Kanani. Now that is Xeris HaKosim from Eved Kanani. The Gemara said, you know it, Medin Eved Kanani. I mean, it's not a Svara. Svara, if you want to buy something, do it yourself. The Gemara said that there's something called Din Eved Kanani. From Din Eved Kanani, we learn that even though you're not giving, I'm giving, you can be married with my giving. I'm giving my own money, not your money. And Kilo, you gave your money. That's the chiddush of Din Eved Kanani. The Gemara there said, v'chein l'nyim amayim. The same thing is true about mammon. You want to buy a piece of real estate? If I go and I give my money and to someone, I say, by giving you this money, Pliny should have this karka, should become his. That's the chiddush of Din Eved Kanani. Now, it has to be a chiddush of Din Eved Kanani. It's not just the svara. What we have to understand is what exactly is it that we're learning from Din Eved Kanani that I would not have known otherwise. What is Din Eved Kanani mechadish to us that I would not have known? And that issue, what is Din Eved Kanani mechadish that when I give it, kilu you gave, is really what the whole discussion we're going to have about to understand the maskona of this sugya really comes back to. So come back to what is this concept of Din Eved Kanani, which is a Din B'chalatayr Kula, that we learn from something unique and special, unusual about an Eved Kanani. What is it? What is it about a Din Eved Kanani that would not be so in glat d'afisvar, Hashkaf Risha? So that's the issue. So we're going to come back to this Nekuda, which again I think is the Ikka Nekuda. But first we'll try to work through the pshat of Bikur according to Rava, which is the way we paskin, and to understand the Shakla Vitaria, and then hopefully we'll be able to come back to what's a little tricky to see what do we come away with Din Eved Kanani. The Gemara has a machlaikis. The Remeya holds Chayvu Levet Shi'etim Yidei Rabbi Lecheres. It's not a schus, and therefore Zchi is not Shaykh. And based on that, what did Remeya hold in the Mishnah? Remeya held that Bekesef Al Yidei Acherim. So we said it must be talking Midaita. If the Eved was masking, if the Eved is not masking, it's a Chayv, and he can't do it against his wishes. So the Gemara said, "El pshita b'dayta ivakam ashmalan, ayidei acherim in ayidei asmaylad." So we said here a havana in in Ayyadei Acherim, that it's Dafka Ayyadei Acherim and Ayyadei Atzmai Lai. Alma ain't Kinyan Le'eved B'lai Rabba. So Gemara said, why Ayyadei Atzmai Lai? It only makes sense if you say ain't Kinyan Le'eved B'lai Rabba. So Mela, he doesn't own his own things. So Mela, it's only good Ayyadei Acherim, not Ayyadei Atzmai. So right away, it's a little tricky. Ayyadei Acherim in Ayyadei Atzmai Lai. It means when it says Ayyadei Acherim, it's dafka. Why don't we say Afilu Ayyadei Acherim? That's what was bothering us last week. Hakamash Ayyadei Acherim, it means Afilu Ayyadei Acherim. Christ Christ, there's some svara that Ayyadei Acherim, it's more pashut that it works. We'll have to see how that goes. So Gemara yes, Alma and Kinyan Le'eved Rabba, Yihachi Ema Seifu. Mishtar. So now we're comparing Mishtar to Kesef. Mishtar Ayyadei Atzmai, that's me, Ayyadei Acherim Lai. Bimi Daitai, Ayyadei Acherim Amai Lai. So why does Ramea hold Lai Mahani? Yechite Ma Ayyadei Atzmai. Af Ayyadei Atzmai, and also Ayyadei Acherim. Baka Mashbalan. What's the Chiddush of Atzmai? The Kite Biyadei Ban Ke'echad. This is Kite Biyadei Ke'echad is a side sugya here. Which we'll get back to Mitzvah tomorrow. Let's just say, try to see the Shaklavataria. Then, you know, Gita Viyadeh, how it works, we'll have to come back to. There's Remeya. It says Remeya holds that Ayyadei Acherim doesn't work. So, what's it talking about? What is the case? So, we're going to have to say it's talking Shaloi Midaiteh. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. The Gemara is to Terutzim. You have bias parrots. You have bias parrots. The loylam, it's talking shaloi midaitai. I'm a bias loylam shaloi midaitai. Bishani kesef hayol kani loy balkarchi makni loy balkarchi. What's it do to kesef and shtar? Kesef has a special reason that it works balkarchi. Some svara, I don't know what the svara is exactly. That since it's cutting lay, therefore it's makni lay bakarchay. However that svara works, yachi shtainami, hashtar luchad, hashtar luchad. Hachanami akaspul, hakaspul luchad, tibbam yachadu. We went through that hey, this question of what it means, tibbam yachadu, whatever it means. Rabba amar ketakos, rabbi garmalo, ishtar kabal sacheir garmal. Now, again, to try to understand what's happening here, it's important to get a picture of the big picture and then to see what the Nekudas HaMachlokes is. Okay, so the Iker Nida here is Ayyadei Acherim. The Ayyadei Atzmai is not the Shaklavataria of the Gemara. The Iker Shaklavataria is Ayyadei Acherim. So I just want to do something which starts out very, very simple. And that is the Shtar Ayyadei Acherim. But if the Chachamim hold, right? The Chachamim hold that it works. The Ramea hold it doesn't work. And Kesef Ayyadei Acherim. Been Kesef Ayyadei Acherim, so we're saying that even Lai Ramea, we're basically saying with Kuli Alma, it helps. Actually, yeah. So we have to come to Ramea. Ramea, they both hold that it helps. Ayyadei Acherim. Tomorrow we'll go into the Kesef Ayyadei Acherim and the Ba'am Yami, but the most fun is that it helps. Now, but I didn't write anything new, I just wrote what's the Machlaikis. Basically, the Machlaikis. What are the reasons? The reasons are like the Chachamim, why does it work? Ayyadei Acherim, what's why? Because it's a Tzvus, right? So Zachin Law is a Tzvus. And Ramea holds that it's a Chayim. Okay? That's the Machlokes, Ayyadei Acherim by Shtar. Right? Ayyadei Acherim, we're talking Shaloi Midaita, David's not masculine. So, like him, it helps because it's a Tzvus, like him, it doesn't help because it's a Chayim. The Chum say Kesef helps why Pasha the same reason as Tzvus. And the question is, according to Ramea, why does it work? why according to Ramea does this work? It's not consistent. Over here he says it doesn't work, here he says it does work. So that's the Gemara. That's what Abaye and Rava are coming to answer. Now, we'll see in a minute why it's very important to have a clear sort of a sketch of the Gemara. The Gemara otherwise is very confusing. It goes back and forth between Aide Atzmai, Aide Acherim, and Midaita Shloim Midaita. So this is basically the Gemara. This is hopefully the way you have a picture in your mind. The whole question is this blank. What's the reason for this? Okay, with the Chama consistent, they say it helps with the source, they say it helps with the source. Ramea says it doesn't help with the fight. So how come over here Ramea says it helps? Right? That's the shaka of the Kaya of the Gemara. So what would we fill in here? What's the answer? Because Kesef goes in Balkar, so goes out Balkar, whatever the Svar is, I don't know how to fuck out what about the Svar is. And Rava holds, which reason? Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmel. Okay? Which is Rava, we'll work today with Rava, which is the old we should work with. They hold Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmel. What does it mean, Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai? What does Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai mean? Pasha Taich? The fact that the other accepted the money makes the Kenyan, and therefore, it doesn't matter if it's Chus or not. You don't have to come out to Zach. It's Taka Achayv. Taka Achayv. But Afal Pikein, it doesn't matter if it's a chayv. I don't need Zachon Lan Shloim Mechana. Because my Kesef is the din of Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai. The whole Machlaikis Rishayim in this circuit. And the whole Arichus in the Seifer and in the others of the Seifer brings is all one Yidai, which sketching it this way makes it much easier to understand. What's the whole Shaila that becomes a major issue in the Sukkot? Shaila is the word Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai that Rava was Makadosh. And again, it's very important. Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai means Kinyan Kesef works with Kabbalah's Rabbi, not with Messina. If you go to buy something, when you do a Kinyan Kesef and you give money, what is the Kinyan? The giving of the money or the receiving of the money? Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai is a chiddush that the receiving is what does the kinyan. The whole nidah here is the following question. What's the question? Is Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai only Rav Meir and has nothing to do with halacha? Or maybe it's la halacha also. How could it be la halacha also? It's very simple. The Chachamim say Kesef Ayedei Chayim works. Why? Because it's Chusulah. Tuna Chachamim also agree that Kabbalah's Rabbi is also a good reason. There are two good reasons. Do they agree that Kabbalah's Rabbi is also Emet Gona? That's the Shaila, that's the Machlokes Rishayim. The Rif in the Rambam holds that the Chachamim's reason it helps is because Zachon Ladim Shlokapana. That's why Kesef works by that way. Which means that only the reason of Sus is true according to the Rif and the Rambam. I'm not losing any about it. You follow what I'm saying? Just working up shot. There's no fulfillment yet. Working up shot is sometimes the hardest thing to give over because you have to absorb it. If I give Kesef for the Eved, why does it work? I go over to the Eved, I want the Eved to go free, I give the Eved money. Why can I give the Eved money? And the Eved doesn't know anything about it. Why can I do it? Like the Chacham. So you can tell me it's the Sus, that's the reason. Are there two reasons or is there one reason? There obviously be not convenient if we have two reasons. If you say it's because the Sus, so that means I'm going to the Eved, tell you, I want to free the Eved, here's money. Sometimes if the Eved gets up and he screams, I don't want it. If it's a schuss and he screams, something is not a schuss. The halacha is, let's say, I want to be kind of a matana for you. He wants to give you a matana. If you scream you don't want it, you're not claiming it against your will. Right? How kind of matana against your will? Zachim adam shalai lefanav is only willingly. If you learn the chacham and say schus, it won't help. It will not help if David is screaming, I don't want it. If you say Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmalai, then even David doesn't want it, works. Or Raya, even if it's a chayiv, it works. So there's a machlokes rishayim in our sugya. The Rit and the Rambam say, why does Kabbalah Sacherim Kesef Hayadei Acherim work? L'halacha, which means the Chacham. So if the Rit and the Rambam, the reason it works is because Zachon L'Adam Shalai B'Malach, period. Which means the way I have it here on the board, that's the way the Rit and the Rambam hold. That's the sheet of the Rit and the Rambam. That's only on the first. The problem with the Rit and the Rambam is the Rambanias, the Ritzvah, the Rosh, they all ask, why? Why? Why should I say that the reason of Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai is not true like the Chacham? What's the Nakuda of Machlaikis between Chacham and Aramean? If it's a Schus or a Chayv. And that's the whole Machlaikis. Is it a Schus or a Chayv? Ramey holds it's a Chayv, he holds it's a Schus. So Ramey, who holds it's a Chayv, doesn't hold of Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai. Question is, this is the nekuda that the whole cycle is working on, is to understand what's going on. Why did the Rif and the Rambam say the Kesef HaYadei Acherim works because it's Zachon L'Adam Shalai B'Panav? Why don't they also bring the reason of Kesef Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai? It's a good logical thing that Kabbalah's rabbi makes the kinyan. And Ramea says it. Why should I say the Chachamim argue? Mechateisi. Why should I say the Chachamim argue on this Nakuda? That is the Shakravatarya, that is the Nidayim of the site. The question is why it's important. You have to get to why it's important, but first shot, because without shot you're not going to go anywhere. I can tell you the pilpul of the stipler to waste one key. You cast it like this, like that, you'll be able to have all the shtickle tirah and you all know what's going on in the Gemara, because without this basis, sketching out the basic, you should know when I learn Gemara, I'm not ashamed, when I learn a sugya like this, I write something like this out on a piece of paper just to get it straight. There's no mitzvah to be confused when you learn Gemara. If you straighten things out, if you get in the habit, when you go to Gemara, of straightening out the sheep, is you find that all everything else flows much better. So before I go into the whole Indian, I just want to repeat one more time what the Nekuda Samachlaikis is here in the Rishayim. Kesef. Talking about Kesef, not Shtar. Kesef Ayadei Acherim. Why does it work lahalach? If you look it up in the Rambam says Zachon L'Adam Shalai B'Panav. Is there anything Shver with that? No. We pass it like the Chachamim, Zachon L'Adam Shalai B'Panav. Fret the Ramban, what the Rambam says is good, Zachon L'Adam. But that's not the only reason. The Rambam should have given us two reasons. That Zachon L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav is one reason why Kesef works Ayadei Acherim. And there's a second reason, that Kesef Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai, which means that even if the Eved is screaming, I don't want to go free, someone else could give Kesef to the Adayim and could force the Eved to go free. Because of this concept, that Kesef Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai, even if the Eved doesn't want. From the Rambam, it seems not that way. The Rambam says Kevei Chayim only works the Zachin. The Ramban and the Ritva and the Rosh all say, no, it works because Kesef Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmalai. Why should I say this? A machlaikis remain in the Chachamim mystically. So this Lamaisa, it appears to be a machlaikis Rishayim. If you say Kesef Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmalai, remember from Ramban say it's not Lahalacha, it's only Rameya, and the Ramban, the Ritva and the Rosh say it is Lahalacha. Why? No, because Rameya holds it to Chayiv, and Rameya still says Kesef Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmalai. Right? So Rameya holds by Shtar that it's a Chayiv. So why does it tackle work? Okay, that's, I think that's what we have to understand. Why does it tackle work? What? Then I'm in the Tzavach, but still now we're right. Let's go with the work by Emet Tzavach. Okay, this is the layout of the Sugya. And now we could talk, we can give a share about the pilpul of what it means, Kesef Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmalai, what does it mean, and what are the ramifications of what it means. But to give a share on Kesef Kabbalah is Rabbi Garmalai and talk about the three or four ways of understanding it is a nice touch in the words in the Gemara, but it's not going to. Doesn't do the trick to what the Rishonim are talking about. Okay, so I hope, you know, what I tried to do is just set the table with this. Maybe I really should have given this out earlier. Everyone should absorb the sugya and then. But this is basically the Gemara. And the two dots to the two dots, except for Abaya, this is the sugya second month. Let's talk about the Kesef Kabbalah, Rabbi Garmalai, what it means, and then we'll try to come back. What is Kesef Kabbalah Rabbi Garmalai? What does that mean? It means I'm doing a Kinyan Kesef with you. The Nisang is irrelevant. Who cares about the Nisang? You know I have a Nisang because without a Nisang you can't have a Makabah. But the Nisang doesn't do the Kinyan. The Kinyan Kesef is Kabbalah Rabbi, is the Kabbalah. That's the whole Kinyan. The Kinyan is Kabbalah. And not the Nesina. The Nesina is only needed because you can't have a Kabbalah without a Nesina. So maybe you need a Nesina, but it's not a halachic thing. The halacha happens with the Kabbalah. Kabbalah's rabbi makes the whole kingdom. That's what Kesef Kabbalah's rabbi Garmalai means. Why wouldn't the Chachamim agree with that? Why should Ramei and the Chachamim disagree on such a point? So the Stifler has two approaches, and they argue that two approaches be enough. Give me this between them. The first approach of the Stifler is that Kesef, when Kesef is used for business, for Mekafel Memgar, nobody holds Kabbalah Rabbi Garmalai. Everyone holds that you need a Nisan and a Makabal, that the Nisan Tuzak the Kinyan, just like the Makabal Tuzak the Kinyan. The whole Sugya, the whole Rameyer, is because Rameyer holds that Kesef works like a Shtar. It's Kesef Shichur, not Kesef Kinyan. The Kinyanims of the Stifler, everybody agrees that the Nisein and the Makabel both are Garmalai. The side of Nisein and the side of Makabel count. The whole Chiddush of Rameyer is that Kesef is Kesef Shifra, which means that Kesef has two Zayif freeing in Eved, Kesef Shifra, and the dinner of Kesef Shifra is like Shtar Shifra. Shtar Shifra and Kesef Shifra. So Kesef Shichur is a din of Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai. That's the way the Stifler understands in this first chapter. You know, I'm going to give you an example. Okay? From this example, you'll see what we're talking about. Let's say I want to buy a house. So I'm going to go to you and I'm going to buy it. Normally I go to you, I give you some cash and I buy the house. I have a trained monkey, a kuf. I have a trained monkey. I take this monkey and I give him a note with the cash and I send him to your house. So you open the door, just let me know my monkey, he comes in and he gives me the kesef and he gives me the thing, and you want to take it now and with that make a king. Does that work? It's not my case, it's the Master Fry mentions, right? Nice to coffee cook. I sent a monkey to buy a house for me. I mean, I chose the house. It's a trained monkey, and I send him to give the money. Does that work? Huh? The monkey or the buyer or the seller? The monkey doesn't know anything. The seller knows. I send him the note. There's a piece of paper in there with the thing. Here's how I want to buy it. Maybe I could ask that case also. Ask that case too. Isn't that the kuf can be a shir? It's not shlichus to kuf. So it shouldn't work. But what the tzaddik does work? If kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai, see how important the words are. If kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai, then I can send it with a monkey too. Who cares who the nice one is? It's irrelevant who the nice one is. Kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai. Zakta machna fray, a maisa kuf is also good. A maisa kuf does the trick too, because who cares about the nice one? All we care is about the makabel. So now, if we're going to paskin kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai, so it should work even with a maisa kuf, because the kabbalas arab is what does it. The kabbalas adam is what does it. There's a kabbalas adam. According to the stipulous first mahalach, not emes. Kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai works only by kesef shichur. The din by kesef of an evikmani. That this concept of kesef shichur, just like there's a shtar shichur, this kesef shichur. Kesef makes evikmani, ois evikmani. So there, by evikmani, a maisa kuf will work. And Rameya holds that there's a concept of kesef shichur by an evik. But the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say no. Kesef is kesef kinyan. And by kesef kinyan, there's no din of kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai. And that's why the Rishon Rambam holds that the reason kesef al-yedei acherim works is why? It's because it's kesef kinyan. And kesef kinyan, there's no din kabbalas rabbi garmalai. Period. So that's why the Rishon Rambam do not bring the din of kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai, because it doesn't apply to kesef kinyan b'chlal. In kolshken, if you're buying real estate, and kolshken, if you're buying other things that are nikdav b'mamon, it doesn't apply. It's only a din in kesef shichur b'lvad. And according to this mahalach, the whole din of kabbalas rabbi garmalai, no have a mean at your work by mecha chomer. That's the stipler's first mahalach. Here's a major problem with this mahalach, and that is how we would plug this into the sugya on Daf Zayin. What is the Nevet Kanani exactly? How we plug it in? What I'll do is, let's get this tackle a second, and then we'll see how this plugs into the sugya on Daf Zayin. Okay, let's first finish the sugya. I'll get to that. The tackle has a second mahalach, which he seems to like better. And he says in the second mahalach that really everybody holds. We're talking about kesef kinyan. And the machlekes remei and the chachamim is behagufa. If kesef kabbalas rabbi garmalai be kesef kinyan. In other words, remei holds the makabel that counts. And the chachamim hold, no, inside the nice and inside the makabel. You need both to do a kinyan kesef. So that according to Remeir, Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi Garbalay, that's Rameyus Chiddush. That that Kinyan Kesef is Ayyadeh HaMakabal Bavad. The Chachamim hold, which is what the Gemara held before this Teretz, that no, Kinyan Kesef needs two people to work, it needs a Nisen, it needs a Makabal. According to this, the case of Maisakuf is a Machlaikis, Ramey the Chachamim. Let's hear what he asked the Yeshayla by real estate. A Kuf came and he gave me the money. Is it a good Kenyan? According to the stipler, Rameya would say it's good. Because Kesef works, Kesef Kenyan works with Kabbalah. And here there was a Kabbalah. And the Chachamim would say it doesn't work. You need a Nisen and a Makabal. And there's no Nisen and there's no Makabal. So therefore it doesn't work. How do we know the Chachamim argue with Rameya? How did the Rif and Rambam know to say it? That's the Rabban's kasha. Rabban asks, let's see. Rameya holds Kesef Kenyan works with Kabbalah's Rabbi. Meichet Hesi, how did the Rif and Rambam know the Chachamim argue? So the stipler from the Gemara later in the second parak. The Gemara in the second parak says, Ein shliach l'dvar avera, you all know, that there's no shlichus for a dvar avera. The Gemara says there are a few exceptions. A few places where the Torah said Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. One of them is the Din of Tficho Mechira. What's the Din of Tficho Mechira? The halacha that if you steal something, you steal an animal, and you shecht it or sell it, that you're chayiv to pay dalad v'hei. Chayiv to pay, not kafel for stealing, but dalad v'hei, 4 or 5 times what you steal. That's the halacha of tficho mechira. What happens if I steal something and I make a shliach to shecht it? I steal something and I tell a shliach, I'm not a shaychet, you shecht for me. So the Gemara is the chadish that we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, the shliach is skal, and I have to pay dalad v'hei. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, that even though b'chol ha'terakula ain't shliach l'dvar avera, but in this case yesh shliach l'dvar avera, because by tficha we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Frank Gemara, how do you know? How do you know yesh shliach l'dvar avera? So the Gemara, it's a hekish tficha l'mechira. We're makish tficha, shechting the animal to sell it. If I steal something and I want to sell the animal, can I sell it by myself? I need a buyer. The buyer comes and he gives me money. So just like Mechira, I need someone else to do it for me. Someone else has to give the money. And the Torah says, is it in Dalad V'hei by Mechira, even though someone else is giving it? Aftvicha al yedei achem. The same thing about Shech to someone else. Also, there's a din of Dalad V'hei. Just like by Mechira, it works through someone else. The same thing by Tzvicha. Just like by Mechira, so too by Tzvicha. Let's disciple 1 minute. By Mechira, do you need someone else to do the Mechira? What is the other person doing? By Mechira, he's giving me money. He's handing money to me. Is he doing the Mechira? Is the Nisen doing the Kinyan Mechira? That depends if you hold Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi Garmalai. If you hold that by every Mechila, it's Kabbalas Rabbi that does it, then Yana Gemara doesn't make sense. What do you mean someone else is doing the Mechira? He's not doing the Mechira. It's the Makabal that's doing the Mechira. What? But I don't need shlichus. You can't learn from here, you're shlichus of Aravair. So for practical reasons, I need him, no problem. If I do shech the animal, for practical reasons, I need someone to hold the animal, no problem. But it doesn't teach us yesh shlichus of Aravair. Elamai. From the Yana Gemara is Mukach, that Mechira works through the Nisen. The Nisen is doing the Mechira. Not just Kabbalah's Rabbi. But even the Nisen is considered to be doing the Maisa Mechira. if the Nisayin is considered to be doing the Maisa Mechira, it makes sense. Ma Mechira Idei Acher, Av Tzvicha Idei Acher. But well, it doesn't make sense to say the words he's my shliach, but he is participating in the Maisa Mechira. He is doing part of the Maisa Mechira, without which there would be a Maisa Mechira. And Ya'am Chayav Dal Zahay for what he did. What he did is Mechayav Me. Right? Because without him it's not a Mechira. So by Tzvicha too, what he did is Mechayav Me. His shafting is Mechayav Me. Just like by Mechira, what he does is Mechayav Me. From that Gemara, we see that the Noisin is considered to be doing the business deal. If the Noisin is doing the business deal, that's a Raya, that's how the Rif and Rambam knew, then we don't pass the Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmo. So, what are we coming away with? Coming away with that the side of the Machlaikis Ramei and the Chachamim is, like the Rif and Rambam, the Rambam disagrees with all this, like the Rif and the Rambam, what's the side HaMachlaikis here? The Machlaikis is, why, how does Becca Chomemka work by Kinyan Kes? You see, what's happening is, by Kesav HaYedei Acherim, we say there's no Machlaikis. Right? Not Gemara, Kesav HaYedei Acherim, no Machlaikis. Everyone holds it works. Coming out now, it's a big machlaikis. In Lomdus, it's a very big machlaikis. Remeyo holds Kesef works, like the disciple of Second Mahalach. Kesef and Mekach and Memka works. Why? Because of the Meicha, because of the Makabal alone. All Kesef works is with the Makabal. And the Chachamim hold no. Side the nice and side the makabel are sort of shutzim in the deal. This is the machlaikis, the way it comes out in a nutshell. You have to just work through the svara to get to the point where you come out to this machlaikis. But it comes out that these two mahalchim, they both say mahani. It's the point. The point is by Kesef Yechem, every day have both told mahani. In our case, la halacha, they say the same thing. But like Rava, they're saying far different things one from the other. They're saying that the Rif and Rambam hold that by Kinyan Kesef it's the Nisina, the Kabbalah, they can Kinyan Kesef. And they hold that and the Rabbi holds the Kabbalah will last. This is the Machlaikis, which comes out to be a Shas Machlaikis. While this, they even agree. Is a very minor, and to the evidence, it's not minor, but as far as Shas is concerned, it's one specific case. You have an Eved Knani, you want to make him go free, Ayyadei Acherim, everyone holds it works. This part is sort of is relatively a minor issue. But what comes out here in the bottom line of the Machlaikis, of the Machlaikis Chamer Remeya, is a tremendous Machlaikis. How does Kinyan Kesef work?
What?
How's Rameyah going to learn Tzvicha Mechira? It sounds from the stipler, but Rameyah won't agree with it. So it sounds like a stipler. Where you got to say it, I'm not sure. Remember, Rameyah doesn't have to agree with the Gemara, he's a Tana. Tzvicha Tzvicha Yidei Acher doesn't work. I don't know, I think, honestly speaking, that without either sketching it out on a piece of paper or sketching it out in your mind, Clara, you can't come to the appreciation of the sugya that the Spike was trying to give us. Now, this is a very breita machlaikis. It's a very breita machlaikis in the way Kesef works all the time. You know, you could start a shir by saying, how does Kesef work? Is it the Makabel or is it the Nois? You'll say, yeah, it's the Nois and make an afkanina, it's the Makabel. You could give a shir that way, it's a nice pillful. But it's you would have a hard time plugging it into the Gemara unless you really have a clue what the Rishonim are talking about. The Machne Ephraim is in Hilchos Shluchim, Ois Tes Vav. Ephraim had a shayla. Someone wanted to rent an apartment, and he sent a guy to put down a deposit to rent. Kinyanei Sirus is also Aide Kesef. Kesef is kind of by buying karka, by renting karka. Somebody wanted to rent a place, so he sent one of his Gaisha workers to bring the money to the guy, to the yid who was renting, who owned the house. And the Gaisha worker gave the money for the renter. Afterwards, the landlord, who had rented it out now, he wanted to back out of the deal. He wanted to know, could I back out? So he came back out, there was a Kenyan Kesef. So what does the Machne Ephraim say? What? It's the same as a kuf. The guy is no different than a kuf. Why can't he back out?
No,
I tend to be true. Because I tend to be true. I tend to be true. I tend to be true. Right? No. So, in any parsha shlichus, the guy has no shlichus. But it can give him on this too. The chiddush of Torah shlichus doesn't apply to guy. So could you back out? So in Lomdis, what does it depend on? It depends on whether Kabbalah's rabbi or Kabbalah's hamaster or Garmalai. If you hold that the renter, the landlord taking it, is what does it, then the kinyan was chal. He got the money. And if you hold that that you need a nisin and a makabel, so there was no nisin because they shlichus l'akum. There was no nisin. It doesn't have a din kinyan kesef, and then you could back out. Zok the Machne Ephraim. It's totally in this machlokes. According to the Rif and the Rambam, you don't say kabbalas rabbi garmalai lahalacha, so there's no kinyan. According to the Ramban, the Rif and the Rosh, there is a kinyan. We know we have a rule, whenever the Rif and the Rambam agree, we almost always pass them like this. So it seems lamaisa, that doesn't work. Now this is true any time you send through a guy, or through a cotton, or through the mail. Somebody sends through a mail a deposit of money. So whether the Kabbalah makes a saibus or not, that's the shayla. Someone wants to buy a house, and he gives a deposit to a real estate agent. The real estate agent is a guy, so whether the seller could back out, there's nafkamina. All these cases, you do it ayyadei guy, you do it ayyadei cotton, any place where there's no shlichus, that's one nafkamina. That's, I guess, the most far-reaching nafkamina. The second nafkamina is by Eved, if the Eved is Amad Zetzavach. If the Eved screaming, I don't want to go free. Someone through Kesef Ayadei Echer wants to make him go free. Does it work? That's the second set of nafkaminas. If you hold Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalai, then he goes free, even against his will, even Aymed Tzedeach, even if he doesn't want to go free. And if you hold that you need the Rots of the Das HaNaisen, so then without Das HaNaisen, so then if he says, I don't want, so you don't go free. So it depends on this, these two nafkaminas. If Omar the Tzavach, which is the disciple's nafkamina, or if any other business deal, any other kinyan kesef where the person who's physically handing over the kesef is not a bar shlichus, whether it's a cotton or a kuf or a guy, in all those cases, that would be a nafkamina. So this is the main point that comes out from the subject. Now, I know that it's confusing. You should know there's only one reason it's confusing. It's because pshat is sometimes confusing. It's not because of the pilpul. Anybody here can be kind of the idea in 2 minutes. If I would just sit down, forget about the Gemara, I just sit down and clear with you a chakira. Kesef, is it the nisin or is it the makabel? Yeah, sit down. Is it the nisin or is it the makabel? Nafkamina, you do it with a cook, you do it with a guy. I think everybody here can understand that. If you hold it, the ikra is a makabel, so it's kaina. If you hold it, you're nice, and then it's not kaina. And all the nafkaminas, everybody just makes it complicated, or makes the cycle complicated. It's just being able to plug it into the sugya, which is crucial. Now there's one more step that we have to talk about. This is you have to go make sure you have to dissolve. Everybody here should be able to see how it plugs into the Gemara. What is left hanging is one shayla. Let's learn Daf Zayin. Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a din of kinyan ever kinyan. Why is a din of kinyan ever kinyan? I go over to a woman. I say to the woman, "Here's a mona. Here's $100. I want you to be married to Yanko. I want you to be married to him. Here's $100. Hariyamu Kudeshas to him with these $100. Does the Gemara, it works because there's a din known as Kinyan Evet Kanan. What is the Gemara saying from Din Evet Kanani that I would not have known otherwise? Let's see. I'm the Kaddish for this Yankel, right? Does he want to marry this woman? If he doesn't want to marry this woman, can I marry him off against his will? Pashut not. So it has to be that he wants. Now, either he made me a shliach, if he made me a shliach, l'chayr pashut, or if he didn't make me a shliach, how could it work? I can marry someone off if he doesn't make me a shliach. It would have to be zachin, it would have to be that I have eidim, that he said, I wish somebody would do it for me. So I went and said, zachin la'adam, the Ramah says, zachin la'adam works by condition. So, that, otherwise it can't work. I mean, if he doesn't want to marry this woman, you can't do that to your friends. If they don't want, you can't marry them off to somebody. So someone explained to me, why do I need din evet kanani here? Why does the Gemara say that din evet kanani? It's pashut. It works for Torah Shlichus, or it works zachem adam shleim b'fanav. If you hold marriage as a schus. Or worse, the Torah Shlichus. Why do I need Din Evet Kanani? Well, what's going on there? The Gemara plugs in. Worse, the Torah Din Evet Kanani, and the Chaimun Yimamayna, you can do it by Mominus too. What's the Chiddush of Din Evet Kanani? Well, what's the Kud of Din Evet Kanani that's new? That's what that's the Chiddush does. What? According to the Ramban and the Ritvan, the Rosh, we could say the din of Kanani is mechadish to us the din of Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi Garmelot. That it all depends on the Makabel, and therefore it would work even without Torah Shlichus. Like the Ramban or the Ritvan, the Rosh, we could have said a shtickle Torah. That what's the chiddush of din of Kanani? The Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi Garmelot. This concept. That you don't need shlichus, and that it could work even if the person giving is a cotton. He's a cotton. It still would work. We did have a kanani because kesef kavolas rabbi garmelot. So then I could learn the Gemara and Daf Zayin. The chiddush is that it works even without the neischia and without the shlichus. Right, so it has to be a case where it's not a chayv, but let's say it's a cotton. Somebody who can't do schia and can't do shlichus or kuf. But according to the Rif in the Rambam, that there's no such thing as Kesef Kabbalas Rabbi Garmelai LaHalacha, the question comes back, what is the Chiddush of Daf Zayin? What is the Chiddush of this concept of Din Evet Kanan? So we'll come back to that in Yitzhak Shem tomorrow. The Stifler, in his words, has a paragraph where he explains it. I'll come back to it tomorrow. But you will have to just make sure, I know that in the Pshara Sugya, it's Raf Yaviyat, it's Raf Yaviyat, some of many of you. Make sure you have a Havana of how this plugs in.